As a container that you might plant some flowers in to grow inside the house?
A container, well, that would be a pot.
Okay. And what if you cut some flowers?
What if I did what?
You went out and cut some flowers, you'd put them in a...
In a vase.
Okay. And things that you eat with, you have...
Fork.
Okay, keep going.
Fork and knife.
Yeah, and something...
Spoon.
Okay. And if you serve steak that wasn't very tender, you might set out...
Steak knife.
Okay. And you say after she washes the dishes, since she...
Dries them.
Yeah, before that she wet them in clear water.
Then she drains them, I guess.
Yeah, but in clear water she...
Washes them?
Yeah. After, to get the soap off, she...
Rinses them.
Okay. And the rag that you use when you wash dishes?
Dry rag.
But when you wash them?
It'll be wash... dish rag.
Okay. And to wash your face with?
What do I wash my face with? Soap and towel.
Yeah, I know, but the little cloth or rag.
Oh, bath rag.
Okay. And what you, how you turn on the water at the sink?
Faucet.
Okay. What if it's outside in the yard?
Well.
That you hook the hose to?
It's a faucet.
Okay. And you say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
Froze.
And...
Bursted.
Okay. And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
Burst.
Okay. People used to buy flour in a...
In a 25-pound bag.
Okay, but bigger than that?
Yes, 100.
Wooden
barrel.
Okay. And what about molasses and lard?
Buy them in a... We used to buy molasses in a... And lard in a... bought one 2 days ago when the water was frozen. Large tank.
Okay. About how big is that?
10 gallon.
Okay. And if you were going to pour something from one container into a container that had a real narrow mouth?
You'd have to have a funnel.
Okay. And if you were driving horses and wanted to go faster, you might hit them with a...
Yep.
Okay. And if you bought something at the store, the grocer might put it in a...
Sack.
What would the sack be made of?
Paper bag.
Okay. And something that feed comes in.
The bag.
Yeah. What, the kind of, that kind of cloth though?
It's called a grass bag.
Okay. Ever heard any other words for that?
Yeah, we get polyester bag now. That's all we're making. We can't get a grass bag anymore.
Okay. And the amount of corn that you take to the mill at one time to have ground?
100 pound.
Yeah, but what did you call that?
It is a turn.
Okay. And the amount of wood that you can carry in both arms?
A down bound.
Yeah. Do you call that an arm?
Arm load.
Okay. And when a light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to screw in a new...
Yeah, put in a new bulb.
Yeah, what kind of bulb?
A light bulb.
Okay. And when you carry the washout to hang it on the line, you carry it out in a...
A tub.
Or another word?
Basket.
Okay. And the thing that nails come in?
Nail keg.
Okay. And things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Rim.
Okay, but...
Steel rim.
But
hook.
Okay. And the thing you put in the top of the bottle?
Cork.
Okay. And a musical instrument that you play?
Harmonica.
Okay, any old-fashioned word for that?
Well, it's a French harp.
Okay. And something that you twang?
Something that I swing.
That you twang? Music?
Oh, yeah, that's it, called a juice harp.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, a long wooden piece between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay.
let me wait on this, Jim.
If you have a horse and a buggy, before you hitch the horse up, you have to back him in between the...
Shad.
Okay. And talking about a wagon wheel, you starting in the center, you have the hub.
Yeah.
And the spokes come out and fit into the...
Yeah. Fits in the hub and in the wheel.
Yeah.
And then the axle.
Yeah, okay.
Goes in between them.